This is Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen.
Jan Vermeulen, first time this year that I'm chatting to you. How are you?
I'm well, sir. How are you?
I am most well, thank you. I need to be quick because there's a lot to get through this afternoon. I don't want to sort of bash this issue to death, the issue of WhatsApp, Telegram, and Signal, and Facebook. We did, in fact, speak to a lawyer from Worksmans yesterday who kind of intimated that the privacy requirements weren't so terrible and complied with Poppy. And I was just very interested, Jan, you being our resident expert, what is your take on the issue?
Sure. There's a little bit of just the knee-jerk outrage, a little bit of unnecessary blowback here. It's a little overblown, but I'm still encouraged that people are finally, you know, sitting up and thinking about, you know, the privacy and the terms of service of something before they just blindly click agree. Now, it took WhatsApp issuing an ultimatum for that to happen. I think if it weren't for that, people would have just putted along and nothing would have happened. That said, as I said, I'm still happy that people are thinking about it now. A couple of misunderstandings that I want to clarify. Telegram is not more secure than WhatsApp. Okay. I want to make a distinction between security and privacy. WhatsApp's and Facebook in general, the way they handle the privacy of your data, there's question marks around that because they share it in their company, and how they use that and how they make that data available to advertisers is something that questioned and thought about. WhatsApp uses excellent encryption, second to none. Telegram does not encrypt chats end to end by default. The chats are stored on their servers. They hold the keys to those chats. They can decrypt them if they want to. But Telegram has a secure chat feature, which works much the same as WhatsApp's end-to-end encryption. But the thing is, Telegram has rolled its own security algorithm. If folks want to know more about that, they can pick up on the article on My Broadband. Then Signal is the third big one that people are talking about. WhatsApp and Signal use the same encryption algorithm. The encryption algorithm was actually developed at Signal by a company called Open Whisper Systems. One of the founders there is a renowned hacker, Moxie Marlinspike. He has a fantastic reputation in the InfoSec community. The fact is WhatsApp actually adopted a encryption algorithm that was recognized around the world, you know, in this Signal protocol. And so, carries the endorsement of Edward Snowden. I don't think you can get a higher endorsement than that.
Jan, let's put you on the spot. Are you going to accept WhatsApp's revised conditions of service?
I'm kicking the ball kicking the can down the road, as they say. We'll see. I think I might end up having to because so many people remain on WhatsApp. But I want to see if they walk it back first. So before I click agree, I'm going to wait until the 8th of February to see what they do.
Interesting. Spoken like a wise man, says the man who's already accepted them because I felt I had no choice. The other topic that I do want to talk about today because it's important in light of COVID going out of control. Apparently MTN giving users 1 gigabyte of data for downloading COVID-19 Alert SA app.
Yeah, this was an interesting one. I noticed that a few days ago when I was messing around in the app, just to see, you know, if anything had changed or what was happening, and that my phone hadn't turned it off in the background. My phone does that sometimes. And I saw that there was this reward scheme in the back of it. And MTN has confirmed it now. And it's an interesting one, that they are trying to encourage people to take up the app. By offering incentives to people. There's a lot of negativity around that. People are also concerned about privacy of data here. This has been thoroughly interrogated. This app has been submitted to hackers to take a look at to see if the app was secretly recording information about you, and sending it to government servers or whatever. It doesn't. It requires almost no permissions from either app store to run. So in terms of privacy, this app is as good as it gets. In fact, it's better than it gets in most cases. The Eskom push app requires more permissions than the COVID Alert app does.
Yeah, and so the problem doesn't seem that. The problem seems that the information you're getting is out of date. Everybody I know is telling me that they were notified that they were near somebody who was positive 10 days after the event. I mean, that's just completely useless.
Yes, and that is not the Alert app, not the technology's fault, but the systems around the technology. Oh. So that's interesting that you mentioned that. I've not actually heard about anybody who had been notified by the app before. But yeah, it'll be far more useful if more people actually use the app, and it will be even more useful if we could get timely disclosures of people who have tested positive. But yeah, you're at the mercy of people clicking the button in the app and typing in their code to say, I've tested positive. And so if people don't take that extra step, then you won't be alerted.
Rubbish in, rubbish out. Jan Vermeulen, editor at large for mybroadband.co.za. Thank you so much for talking to me this afternoon.
Huge pleasure. Have a great day further.
We will indeed.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.